Yes, please.
Give me Senator Smathers.
Yes, Attorney.
And while you're trying to, operator?
Yes.
While you're trying to get in, give me Mr. Reedy.
Surely.
George, I think you ought to tell Bill Whitley if they're just going to be an hour tomorrow, they oughtn't put this guy on at all unless they can put him on and get through with him. Let's just don't add any cereals. Young.
Okay, sir.
And ask him if they're not going to let him meet after 11 o'clock on account of the Senate meeting on the tax bill.
Bill told me that his understanding was that Dirksen wouldn't let him meet Monday, but would let him meet tomorrow. I'll double check it, though. The meeting just broke up a few minutes ago, and Bill's on his way back to the office.
All right, check it and check it with then with Ken and them, too, and see if they're going to let him meet tomorrow. Tell them we want to get him on and off and through with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then just tell them that we're not, Walter Jenkins, we're not going to let him go and don't embarrass us by subpoenaing him or getting Reynolds back.
Right, sir.
And see, let's then see how you can count those six votes. That's what you got to do now. Pell told him pretty he wasn't sympathetic. He thought Walter ought to come, and Clark told him he ought to come, too. So that that gives them five and five, doesn't it?
That's right, sir. That gives them five and four. Five and four. Mm-hmm. That gets the majority the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Cooper at one point was supposed to be sympathetic. But I know damn well he won't be if Clark and Pell jump.
No. Oh, Cooper's not going to be sympathetic.
That's right. I just never believed that one.
Well, you talk to him and check that Whitley and let me know.